Welcome to the 1028 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Fun night last night. Congrats to Sherry Scott of Regalsville, PA, who won the Shooter's Pack from Crossbreed Holsters, our Facebook fan giveaway, which consisted of a Super Tuck holster, a custom gun belt, and an outside-the-waistband dual magazine carrier from Crossbreed. And another pat on the back and congrats to Frank the Recruiter, who won his choice of the Car Arms P380 or the CM9 for, get this, $43.68 on the Penny Gun Auction that we followed last night on the air. Make sure to follow Armed American Radio on Facebook for your chance to win by visiting facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Don't forget the free reports, freehomedefense.com, freeshootingreport.com, and howtogetaconcealedcarrypermit.com. Enjoy this week's show, and I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Oh, man. Oh, the testosterone's flowing today, baby. Sean, I wasn't anticipating bringing you in this fast, but since you laughed, I'll do so. Sean Young, my producer in Dallas, welcome to this week's Armed American Radio. Less than 2 weeks from the general election. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing very well, Mark. How about yourself?
I'm fired up. As we say down south, I'm south of the Mason-Dixon line. I'm fired up.
I'm fired up.
Let me turn my mute my phone volume here. Somebody's bound to call me.
Of course. You're very important. They're supposed to.
You'd think they'd know what I'm doing right about now.
Well, but that makes you important, so that's why they call you.
Let's welcome listeners to Armed American Radio. Wow, what a great time we're going to have today. Absolutely huge. Another dynamite show lined up for you this week as we get ever closer to ousting Obama in a landslide next week. A landslide. I said that last week, too, didn't I?
Yes, you did. I did, too.
I am going to be filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network from the toasty beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. KMYC, Talk Radio 1410, Marysville, People's Republic of California. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. It's great to have you joining me today. Did you know that, Sean?
I actually didn't. Welcome.
KMYC, Talk Radio, 1410, Marysville, California, Yuba City, I believe. Nice. Just up there a little bit north of Sacramento.
Nice.
Yeah. Governor Brown's house, right?
Oh, he'd be all right.
Oh, boy. Your doctor, ladies and gentlemen, in that area, has written you a weekly 3-hour prescription dose of the truth regarding your right to carry a firearm and use it to defend your life. If necessary, believe me, California, you could use a little truth when it comes to your gun rights. I think you would agree with me there. You left coasters are forced to cut through walls of crap erected by liberal gun haters over the years, but fear no more, Sean. Armed American Radio is firing what? 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves.
That's a beautiful thing.
With my sidekick, Shanto.
Yes.
Let me just fill you in with this, KMYC listeners. You're going to hear conversation here that you hear around your own kitchen table. We say the things you talk about in your living room. Let me remind you, gun owning California residents, you are mainstream America. You're mainstream America, regardless of what the anti-gun media establishment tells you. You are mainstream America. We have to remind that the PRK, Sean, the People's Republic of California.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, do you have work to do. Join CalGuns out there, ladies and gentlemen, in Marysville, Yuba City, and in the KMYC listening area. Make sure you join CalGuns, great organization fighting on behalf of your rights. But you are mainstream America, and that's what we're here to remind you. So welcome, all of you, to the program. Speaking of mainstream America, Sean, I spent a few days this past week in middle America. Yes, I did.
Really?
I was up in Wisconsin.
Oh.
Battleground state. You could hear the thunder rumbling.
Oh, I bet you could.
Yeah, you could. You really could. Boy, tons of political ads. See, I'm down in Georgia bringing the show nationwide. Obama knows don't even come here. It's a red state. Go away. Don't waste your time. Feel free to waste your money if you want to. But how do you even get this out? We get so caught up watching the news. We see these little New York City pundits sitting around a table talking about life and the election and polls. While they sit around the table in New York City, get out of the studio and go somewhere. Go meet the people. Go talk to the people. Drive the highways and get out of your little pundit bubble in New York City. Sean, do you know what I'm referring to?
A little bit. Yes, I do.
Just the constant 24-hour news cycle from people telling you what's going on in a state that they're 1,000 miles away from and probably have never been to.
Yeah, that's a beat down it by itself.
Wisconsin, to be exact, the battleground state, the home of the Walker recall election, if you remember.
Yes.
That the mainstream media predicted would see Walker ousted by the union thugs, the liberal nutcases.
Yep.
Didn't they?
Yep.
They did everything they could.
Ed Schultz went as far as to have almost a whole month of shows there.
This is the same media predicting that Wisconsin is part of Obama's firewall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the firewall that they themselves, the media I'm referring to, are helping Obama erect to keep him in office.
Mm-hmm.
They're failing. At the outset of this program, just a few moments ago, I said Little O would lose. Actually, I called him Obama. I prefer to call him Little O. But I predicted he would be ousted in a landslide, and I stand by that. You see, you get a very different perspective when you get out of the house and actually visit one of these states.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why I'm comfy about that. Wisconsin, you're listening to us in Racine and throughout the rest of the state. I had a fascinating conversation with a young woman sitting next to me on my return flight to Atlanta Thursday evening this past week. But you know what? First, let me tell you about what I saw when I arrived. Picked up my rental car, left the Milwaukee airport, got outside that state's liberal bastion there in Madison,
mm-hmm.
and you hit the Dairyland. And, buddy, let me tell you something. If you've ever been to Wisconsin, you get outside the city, you head northwest on 45,
mm-hmm.
it's Dairyland. And it's Dairyland as far as you go.
Wow.
Romney, Ryan, signs everywhere.
Oh, I bet they were.
Everywhere. The farther out I got, the more I saw.
Mm.
I saw one or two, Obama, Biden. Just a couple. Romney, Ryan were everywhere. And let's not forget Romney hails from Janesville, Wisconsin.
Yep.
The lawns, businesses, car stickers. They overwhelmed the socialist redistributionist in chief. They were everywhere. But here's what makes me feel good about Wisconsin. Young woman by the name of Sue Hayes, Sean, sat next to me on the flight.
Mm-hmm.
We got stuck on the tarmac for a few minutes because of weather. I didn't know they had bad weather in Wisconsin. Not this time of year anyway, but they do. And there's not a lot, you know, here you are stuck on the tarmac. They had closed the gate. They wouldn't let anybody take off. We got stuck sitting there for about 30 or 40 minutes, I guess, somewhere around there before they let the flight take off. She was on her way down to my neck of the woods, my hometown, Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
She's listening today. And I asked her what she did in Wisconsin. What do you do in Wisconsin? She said, I'm a dairy farmer. I said, really? That's cool. When was the last time you met a farmer?
Oh, it's been a while, but that is a cool job for sure.
400-acre dairy farm, she told me.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, that's neat. I've never really met a real farmer and actually had a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me what I did. I mentioned I was a talk radio host, author, and all that. You can't bring up politics on an airplane when you're stuck in a fuselage, especially coming out of Wisconsin, right? You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Right? And she said, talk radio host. I went, uh-oh. Most of us tend to be a little conservative.
Yeah.
She said, I listen to Rush every day. I said, oh, the cat's out of the bag. We're going to have a great flight. Anybody around us better close your ears.
Wow.
And, you know, I immediately engaged because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
She told me she was a big conservative fan, and she says, what do you think about the election? We got on that. And I said, landslide, 300-plus electoral votes.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, my gosh, I hope you're right. And I proceeded to tell her what I just told you about what I saw throughout the state. And I said, you know, it's shocking to me because this isn't what I saw isn't what you're hearing on the news.
Exactly.
Well, you'd think I'd know better because I hate the media and I talk about them almost every week. We got to talking a little bit about a dairy farm, it's tough work, isn't it? That's hard work. And I said, how does one become a dairy farmer? She says, well, you marry one. And I thought, okay, that answers that. And all kidding aside, here she is. Her husband had recently passed away. She's got a 400-acre dairy farm, and she's working it by herself. She's got a couple sons and family come out to help her out. And she makes her living really off of the dairy products, in particular milk, she told me. And it's a business.
Exactly.
The farm is a business. So you should have seen the look in her eyes when I said, dairy farm, hon. I looked over at her. I said, well, you know, you didn't actually build that.
No. No.
She, I thought she was going to come out of the seat. I thought we were going to put a hole in the fuselage. And bless her heart, off she goes talking about how she put the sign up and how her town is a little town of about 500 people and how they are all active in politics and how, and I said, farmers in general, left, right, Obama, Rom, she said virtually every single one of them are voting Romney.
Well, yeah. I mean,
they're business people. They get exactly. It. They understand.
Exactly.
And now, of course, after this conversation, we land, we get on the ground. We're home a few days bringing Armed American Radio to you, and what do we see? We see the polls, however much stock you want to take in those polls, evening up at 49-49 now in Wisconsin. I'm telling you right now, having been there, I feel pretty comfy, cozy. In particular, it was a great conversation with Sue. Gleaned a lot of what's really going on up there. And it's not a John Mellencamp song where everybody is all, oh, singing about whatever and taking money from the government. These are good, hardworking people. Oh, Obama, wouldn't want to be it today. This is Armed American Radio. I'll give you a clue as to what's coming up in the lineup. It's a darn good one when we come back next here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. Back after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America. And we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed, to the Armed American. What a great name for a radio show, isn't it? Armed American Radio. California. Oh. Welcome back. Armed American Radio. Sean, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Lots to talk about today. Lots to talk about today. Need a couple extra hours. Talk to the network when you have an opportunity.
I just started working here, so let me work my magic, and I'll sit down with Charlie.
Last I knew, you've been working here with me for well over 3 years now. I know that's hard to believe, but 3 years it was 3 years.
Yes.
Amazing. But we weren't syndicated in April. We were syndicated in September, so, you know. Do the math. Penny Gun Auction. We'll be going to Hank Whaley from Penny Gun Auction here in just a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard us talk about it for the last month and a half, 2 months. The Penny Gun Auction, where you can win your choice of a Carr P380 or a CM9. Take your pick if you win the auction. The bids are now up to $6.10. The auction goes live in exactly 5 minutes and 55 seconds from my voice right now. Head over to pennygunauction.com, register for free, use the promo code AARPOD, and pick up 20 free bids. Hundreds and hundreds of you have, and in exactly 5.5 minutes, the auction will go live. We will follow its progress through the show today live. And we'll have Hank on here in just a few minutes. We'll try to get him in this segment. If not, we'll move him to the next segment, but we'll get to him very quickly. He is holding. Sean, the last segment, very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the off-air conversations. What was important in your mind?
Well, like we were saying, I want to say hello to your farmer. I didn't catch her name. I forgot.
Oh, Sue Hayes. The flight. Yes, Sue.
Yes, I want to say hello to her. And here's the thing. When you're talking about farmers are the backbone of this country.
They're the real deal.
They're the real deal. And when you work hard, I mean, that's hard work. I mean, you wake up at sun up and sun down.
Don't tell a farmer you didn't build this.
Exactly. That's the last thing. I mean, come on. Really?
Yeah, it was a very encouraging conversation. We got into that. You know, I had mentioned to her about the Democrat Cam. Remember Cam, the Kool-Aid drinker out in Kinesis, New York?
Yes.
We're gonna pick on him a little bit later in the show too,
yes.
Because what we're going to do is we're going to read for him from his what do you call the guy? His Obama fetish.
Yes.
The guy's a Kool-Aid drinker.
Yes.
And we're going to read from him some of the things. Remember, he called me told me I was full of some kind of excrement. And we're going to go ahead and yet again debunk him with facts that he just can't repudiate, period. I'm going to read from him from the White House's own urban policy page about what it is Obama and his administration want to do to his gun rights that he says won't ever happen. And, of course, then I'm going to read his own party platform again, being that we are about 9 days away from his commander-in-chief being ousted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll set that record straight. But fascinating conversation on the airplane, and it's very encouraging when you really do get away from the television set and get out and talk to people and see people, and you're driving around in Wisconsin, you see all these Romney signs, you go, what? Gee, it's not what they're saying on TV.
Well, no. Well, because if they say that on TV, Ed Schultz said people were actually doing something better. And this is the beautiful thing.
Schultz is an idiot.
Well, you know, a lot of these people on TV, they say a lot of stuff, but the average American doesn't realize that these people are getting paid lots of money. Believe me, they don't feel your pain. They can't.
No, they're paid to say they feel your pain.
Exactly.
That's what they say. Ed Schultz hangs out at a little... He goes somewhere and has a drink after the show in New York City.
Exactly. And it's somewhere we can
maybe be evacuated now. The big derecho coming through.
Oh, you know, I forgot about that.
The derecho? Oh, yeah, we haven't had a derecho since the big derecho that was the first time you ever heard the word derecho back in June. Remember?
This is called Frankenstorm.
Right now it's Frankenstorm.
Come on, can you just call it what it is?
No, they can't. They have to gin it up, man. It's the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel's got to have something to do. From the Democratic Party National Platform, we recognize that the individual right to bear arms is an important part of the American tradition. Tradition. Follow my code words here. Their code words, as I read them to you, I'll give you hints, such as saying tradition. You can figure it out. And we will preserve Americans' Second Amendment right to own and use firearms. They should have said tradition instead of right. Mm-hmm. We believe that the right, tradition, to own firearms is subject to reasonable regulation. Funny, I can't find regulation in the Second Amendment. In fact, it says, shall not be infringed, which would mean no regulation. I'm confused, Democrats. We understand the terrible consequences of gun violence. It serves as a reminder that life is fragile and our time here is limited and precious. I still don't understand that fitting in there. We believe in an honest, open, national... Honest. open national conversation about firearms. We can focus on effective enforcement of existing laws, especially strengthening, read new laws, our background check system, and we can work together to enact common sense improvements, read new laws, like reinstating, read new law, the assault weapons ban, there's that word ban, that means eliminate, get rid of, take away from you. And closing the gun show loophole, which doesn't exist, so that guns do not fall into the hands of those irresponsible, law-breaking few. The few. So let's regulate the many because of the irresponsible, law-breaking few. Reasonable. Cam. Go get some Kool-Aid, come back, and call us. Sean.
Yes, sir.
The penny gun auction is going off in 1 minute and 17 seconds. Pennygunauction.com. Car P380 or a CM9, your choice. People are bidding now. It's already up to $6.20. Epidela 7-7 is on there now. You can bid right now, 56 seconds. Get in on this bid. Head over to pennygunauction.com, register for free, use the promo code AARPOD, pick up 20 free bids, buy some other bids, and see if you might win this car, P380 or CM9. Sean, you have a Diamondback P380, or Diamondback 380, don't you?
Yes, I do. Oh.
Wonderful little gun.
Oh, I took it out to East Texas, and let me just say there's a poor tree out there. It'll be all right. Well, I didn't have a tree. Well, it was a small tree. So, and we have, you know, my mother has land out in East Texas, so there are a lot of trees out there. But, yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Take a listen to this. We're going to get into this later in the show, too. This from a juror in what is becoming a very high-profile case here in Georgia. From a juror. You know anybody who carries around a gun with hollow point bullets? They aren't just wanting to scare somebody. That from a juror, supposed to be impartial in a self-defense case. More on that later. This is Armed American Radio. Hank Whaley from Penny Gun Auction when we come back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
These days, are you tempted to visit the same old mattress store in search of the same old bed not designed for your body just because it's on sale? Well, now you can discover a mattress that adjusts every curve and contour of your body. It's my bed. It's the Sleep Number bed. You'll only find it at a Sleep Number store, where right now it's their biggest sale of the year. Sleep Number bed has improved my sleep. I sleep much better with that firm setting. My number is about 95 or 100. Mrs. Bennett's number is, well, you know I won't tell you. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firm. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Right now, hurry in for the final days of their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $599. And save an incredible 40% on the innovative Silver Edition bed set, but only while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again is 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. ArmsList.com rules, the net's largest free gun classifieds. As I say every week, Michael Bloomberg hates them. You love them because it's freedom. You have the right to buy and sell your firearm. They call that the gun show loophole. So if I sell you my firearm legally, lawfully in my driveway, is it the driveway loophole, Sean?
Well, you know, I don't get me started.
It's a something hole. They call it. You know, this is, they make this stuff up as they go along.
Well, you know, I have a red LeBaron. I'm gonna sell it to you. Is that a car loophole? I mean, come on, really?
No, but I've always wondered if I sold my car. Yeah, how many times have you driven down the street and seen a car for sale in front of somebody's driveway? Big sign says for sale.
Hello.
Or they spray paint it with that. Where do they get that white paint? Where do people get that?
Oh, that's shoe polish.
It is?
Yeah, you can get it at Walmart.
High school kids, you know, just graduate. Is
oh,
that
yeah.
what that is?
That's, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yes, it's just
I don't
white
even know what
wallet.
Made me think about that. But you see, for sale, $8,900. Yeah. And I pull up and I look at the guy and go, hey, that's a really cool 1965 Thunderbird for $8,500. Now, some bonehead's going to send me an email and say, they didn't make a Thunderbird in 65. You know what you're talking about. I'm just picking one out, okay? I'm telling you that right now. That's a nice car for $8,500. I'll give you $7,500. And the guy says, split the difference, $8,000 sold. I say, okay, cool. And then I buy the car from the man.
Yes.
2 days later, I go out, get drunk, and kill a family in a station wagon. Is this guy going to go to jail for selling me the car?
No, he shouldn't.
If it's a gun, it's a whole different ballgame.
Mm.
Okay, it's a private sale
yep.
between he and I. And if you use their logic, the family should sue the man. You see, you're sitting there scratching your head going, well, I've never thought about that.
I guess then they're going to sell, they're going to sue the manufacturer. And the
that's the whole point. That's yeah. why we have the lawful the protection of lawful arms and lawful commerce, Arms and Commerce Act, okay?
Yep.
So that that doesn't happen. Anyway, that's fodder for another hour in this broadcast because you're going to talk to the network and add another hour today. Hank Whaley from PennyGunAuctions.com. Here we are. I'm having a blast already. We're up to over $9 on the auction. How are you, Hank? How are you?
Hey, Mark. It's great to be back with you. We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, tell me something. What do we got going here? I've got a bunch of screens in front of me.
Well, you talked about a car 380. I have one of those, and we have the CM9mm up tonight, too. Whoever mm-hmm. wins it can take their pick. Next time we have a car night, we're going to have all three because we do have a CM40, but we didn't get it in time to put it on this list.
Oh, wow.
It's just
wow.
all about fun. I can't tell you how many of your listeners are signing up and having fun because it's all about fun.
DP 3974 right now has got it at 981, and the clock is ticking down. It's a lot of fun.
Well, there's no reserve on this. Whoever's the last bidder, the last penny, wins the gun, and will probably pay us less than $20 and get this gun, and we ship it to them free. And how much fun is that? Because there's a lot of friendly well, I'm going to call it friendly competition. Sometimes there's a little bit of strict competition when somebody keeps bidding and knocking you out. But
right.
can I tell you how the penny gun auction works? Because some of
that was my next question. Please let us know.
That question, and our PR team gets right back to them, hopefully within minutes, and they say, it's you're buying bids for 50 cents a piece, and every time you bid, it goes up a penny. And then last bid, when it gets down to one and sold, that's it. The auction ends. At the end, when you get down towards below 15 seconds and there's competitive bidding, it will bounce back up and reset itself at 15 seconds. So people can sort of reorganize, figure their strategy, and bid again. 15 seconds seems like about 3 seconds when you're in competition, and it moves very fast.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. I enjoy doing this. The last time we had one of these auctions go off, it was actually coincidence that the auction went off live of a Ruger while we were on the air with you, Frank or Hank. Remember that?
We've done a bunch of Rugers. Very popular. Yeah.
Very popular guns. And now, we set this one up, but a lot of work went into this. Let's remind listeners what you did on your end so that this auction would go off without a hitch, because we knew we'd have a lot of listeners involved.
Okay, well, there are. In fact, we monitored this thing from our base in Miami, where our webmasters are, and they said right now there's over 1,000 people watching that have logged in.
Okay.
And I don't know how many people are bidding, but if the bidding freezes, like you see that 14 seconds, it doesn't move, that's because five or six people bid at the same time,
right.
And the computer, accurate to 1/200th of a second, hasn't had time to reset.
Wow.
And we're at $10.27
wow.
right now on the gun. I suspect this one might go for a little more than 20, but regardless, it will literally be pennies on the dollar by the time this gun sells.
Oh, it will. They're nice guns. I mean, they're one of the best. I think everybody in the South seems to have one. You have to tell me why that is. Everybody in Florida and Georgia and Texas, I think they have shorts. They put them in their pockets. They fit right. They feel nice in their hands.
The weather has a lot to do with it. It's easy to carry these, the CAR P380 or the CM9. It's an extremely high-quality handgun.
It is a high-quality handgun.
And it's easy to conceal. The left hates that. This is a great, easy gun to conceal. It's a lot of firepower in that car CM 9mm. It fits in a pocket. You've got tremendous selection of holsters for it. It's a very popular firearm.
Right.
And it's more than that. It's reliable. It's a car.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they happen to be sponsors of the show.
Well, that's great, too. That
isn't it, I mean,
it's
isn't
a
that a great
gun,
match?
And I'm glad they're a sponsor, and certainly we're a fan of cars, always have been. I'm going to do a second car night in a couple of weeks where we're going to have all three cars. We're going to put the CM40 on with the other two, and it'll be a pick of the table.
Right.
And that, you know, there are only a few penny gun auctions, Mark, and that's probably what makes us a little bit different. We've been, at the request of our audience, we've moved up to this pick of the table, pick one of two, one of three, one of six.
Mm-hmm.
I said one of six. Whoever wins the auction can pick whatever they want, and we'll ship it to them.
I see the next auction's going off in 3 days, 50 minutes and 38 seconds. That's your choice of one of three guns,
mm-hmm.
again. Then we've got a Ruger SR9 or an FN40.
Right. I think those are Crimson Traces. I don't have it up with me now, but I think those are all three are Crimson Trace guns.
Let's see. I have to look at
this
my eyes.
This is so cool.
Yeah, are you, Sean, are you watching this?
I am actually watching this in real time.
Why aren't you
so
bidding
cool.
on it, pal?
What's really cool is when we have a rifle, like a Bushmaster, and we have a Solo, a Kimber Solo up.
Right.
Who wants the pistol? Who wants the rifle?
Oh, wow.
We had one. The rifle beat out the pistol. Surprised me completely. But
well, I want to point out to listeners.
Like you, I always go for the handgun.
Hank, I want to point out to listeners that there's a strategy for you. I've done the penny gun auctions before. I joke about having won a pair of Oakleys a couple years ago. It was about a $150 pair of sunglasses.
Sure.
And I paid like $3.50 plus $14 for shipping, and the total bids cost me about $40. So
right.
overall, I had about $45, $55, maybe $60 into 150 pair of Oakley half jacket sunglasses. If
sure.
you are listening to the show and you know anything about Oakleys, they don't come cheap.
Well, I promise you we can do better than that.
Yeah, I think the Ruger...
Even if it goes for $20 and your portion of the bid, you invest $40 or $50, these are like $500, $600, up to $1,000, some are even more. Some of our guns are coming up.
Well, and the retail on the Car P380, the CM9, is right around $650.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you can pick this thing up for $50 and it costs you $50 for the bids, trust me, you've made out very well.
Two weeks ago, we did a Beretta Nano 9mm, which is a very popular gun. Across the board, I think. It went for $8.61. Boy, do we have a happy guy.
Yeah, no question about it. What did the Ruger go for last time on the air? What about $25?
Some of them are over 20, but most of them have been less. I'd have to check the Ruger.
Okay.
I don't have the screen in front of me. I mean, let's see. We did one 2 days ago, went for $3.62.
Wow.
It was a Henry lever-action rifle. It wasn't a pistol.
Wow.
An Urban Camo, a Walther, went for $14.36.
Wow.
So it's wherever the auction ends. If somebody gets tired or has to take a little bathroom break or something, the other guy gets in and wins. It goes right down to 1 second very quickly.
Now, your clock is resetting at what, 15 seconds, 20 seconds, 10 seconds?
Pardon? The clock resets to 15. Every time somebody bids, it'll reset to 15 seconds when it gets down towards the end, and then it goes down, and if it hits 1 second, it'll go 1 second sold.
Right. And now,
so
remember, ladies and gentlemen, that
take the
each
5 second strategy, I think, is when it goes to 5 second and you're in competition with somebody that you notice is active, you want to bid there within that 5 seconds to two,
gotcha.
And then he'll go bid against you. And eventually, you'll wear one or the other out, and somebody wins.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, each bid is one penny. The bid costs you 50 cents. So formulate your strategy. You know how much money you have going into it. But I'm warning you, it's addictive. It's fun.
But remember,
Hank,
tonight and through the rest of the weekend, the AAR listeners get free bids. You get five free bids. Just
Hank, I need you
up.
To hold on, my brother.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to take a break. Hank, stay with me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back. Head over to pennygunauction.com and get involved in the bid on the car, P380 or CM9, your choice.
Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit ArmedAmericanDVDOffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to ArmedAmericanDVDOffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 10/22 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 10/22. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
I love that guy.
Every time I see Bob in the hall, now, I'll say a part of that, and I try to get deep like him. And he talks like that. He has a beautiful voice. I absolutely love his voice.
Yeah, I saw him on a video conference when I said, Charlie introduced me. I said, "Hi, Bob, how you doing?" He goes, "I'm doing great. How are you?" You guys just crush me. I love it. Yeah. I love getting the, you know, calling the radio stations and getting the program director's voices. "Hi, you've reached the desk of it." Great stuff. Oh, where are we at on the auction here? Let's flop over here real quick and refresh my screen.
I got your beat.
1248.
1250.
1250. Well, that shows you how good my computers are here at the Talk 920 studios. Have to have a little chat with Aaron, won't we? Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I've got a great email here before we go back to Hank real quick. Mark, listening to you live right now, heard you and Sean talking about farmers. My grandfather was a farmer. He grew corn and beans.
Wow.
Used to go to the farm all the time, riding the tractor while he was plowing the fields. We always had fresh corn on the cob from the field for dinner. And I agree with Sean. Farmers are the backbone of this country. Thank you, farmers, and AAR, Dean. Well, Dean, I appreciate the email very, very much.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I'm sure.
My grandparents were farmers, so, he's talking about riding back in a tractor, that bring back some fond memories.
Yeah, it reminds me what he said about the tractor, Sue, in the conversation I had with her in the fuselage of that Airtran jet. She said, in casual conversation, last night I was sitting outside, the weather was so beautiful. I know it gets cold up here, but I was sitting outside, the sun was going down, I was painting the tractor, and I thought, whoa, stop right there. How many people can say that?
Yeah.
And tractor, sitting outside, relaxing, painting her tractor.
And a lot of people don't realize, tractors and equipment is expensive.
Well, we had that discussion, and let me go back to Hank first, and I'll continue that with you in a moment. Hank Whaley, welcome back to Armed American Radio. How you doing?
Hanging in there. Still
that
here.
Nasty commercial cut us off, my brother.
That's
I
fine.
Do apologize.
You were reminding the listeners, and I was asking you to remind them again, please put in AAR pod in caps, so get that extra 20 extra bids when they register, and that'll be pretty useful. It'll go a long way to winning a gun.
And Hank, I want to thank you for joining us right now. Now, you're going to call back during the show to let us know who won, and hopefully if it's an AAR listener, we'll maybe be able to get that person.
I think
to call
our Miami webmaster can tell us if they first had the 20 bids registered. It would be AAR, and we'd be able to tell you that it was an AAR listener tonight.
Well, that'd be an awful lot of fun. I know it was that won the Ruger when it went off a few months back, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Now, that auction, I want to point out, ladies and gentlemen, extended about 2 hours after the close of the broadcast. So can't guarantee that it will. A lot of you will be continuing to bid this up. Believe me, this thing sells for $100. It's a bargain, believe me. It's a $650 firearm, and it's your pick between a Carr P380 or the CM9. So, Hank, thank you very much. Make sure you call us during the show
us
know if we happen to miss
our listeners, because a lot of them come over to be customers for PennyGunAuction.com, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, and we're going to continue to follow this. Ladies and gentlemen, get involved, PennyGunAuctions.com. AARPOD, register for free, AARPOD in caps, pick up 20 free bids, and good luck, and hopefully we'll announce your name on the show tonight. Hank, thank you very much. Shanto.
Yes.
That's cool stuff. You're watching this, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's 1320 right now.
1320, I see it with 11 seconds to go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is fun stuff. Make sure you have a strategy. Make sure you have a strategy. Remember, you're going into it with X amount of dollars that you want to risk.
Yeah.
It's just, go to Vegas. Like sitting down at a craps table or standing at a craps table, I should say. If you're sitting at a craps table, you've been playing craps too long.
Or you've been drinking too much.
Yeah. Hey, you better go back to your room. You're going to wind up giving your money away. But have a strategy when you go in. Say, hey, I've got $50, but I'm going to risk and try to win this gun. Use your strategy properly. But it's fun to watch. Where are we at? 13 what?
We're at 1338.
1338. Now remember, this started 40. When this auction went live. This gun was at about $6.10.
41, 42.
So each bid represents one penny. And if that clock winds down and nobody else has hit the bid, the last person to bid wins. So I see Epidilla, E-P-A-D-I-L-L-A, 77 is back in there again. So they're having some fun. Good luck to you. And if you have the opportunity, shoot me an email if you happen to be the winner, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we'll announce you live. We're also giving away a Crossbreed Holster Shooters Pack today. Trent from Crossbreed was going to be here. We're going to go ahead and give the Shooters Pack away later in the second hour, Sean.
All right.
After you spin the wheel there.
Okay, I'll be looking and searching.
Over 1,150, almost 1,200 people involved in that. So if you want to run the chance, if you want to get the chance, get your name in the running, I should say, for the Shooters Pack. The Shooters Pack consists of, get this, this is fun stuff. Fun stuff on the show today. Free stuff. Oh, I'm a big fan of free stuff. A Crossbreed holster, Super Tuck, their flagship inside the waistband holster for the gun of your choice. Custom leather gun belt, your size, custom, built for you. And a dual magazine carrier.
Oh, man.
It's a $150 package. We're going to give one away in the second hour. Later in the second hour, head over to facebook.com/armedamericanradio and like the post. Just find the Crossbreed Holster giveaway there and click like. Your name will go in the running instantly, and Shanto
yes.
may pick you. May pick you. Let's go back to farmers for a second.
Yes, sir.
It's more than just a farmer.
Yeah.
It's middle America.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what you've been hearing about on the news. It's what you've been reading about in the papers. It's what you've been watching on TV. Middle America says this. Don't you love the pundits
mm-hmm.
telling you how you think?
Mm-hmm.
874 people were sampled. Really? 874
yeah.
people? There's 27 million people live in this state.
Thank you.
874?
I mean, how do you
They've
rep
been polling
it?
Like crazy.
How
Have you... Sean, let me ask the listeners.
Yeah.
Have you gotten a call?
Mm.
Have you been polled? I didn't think so. Sean, have you?
Oh, no. In the 43 years I've been on this earth, no.
I've been polled once. One time. And it was in Georgia. And I've lived in Georgia next month. Actually, in December, it'll be 7 years. And I'm 50.
Yeah.
Well, not really. I don't look like I'm 50.
You really don't.
I certainly don't act like I'm 50. I looked down one day and went, how did that happen? I'm just a kid.
Wow.
My dad says, you know that pain you have in your right wrist? I said, the one that's been keeping me from shooting for a couple months? He said, yeah. I said that one? He said, uh-huh. He said, you know, I had surgery there when I had the same thing, and so did your Aunt Janie. I said, really? And you guys are just telling me this now? I've been suffering with this for 2 years.
Well, they didn't want to scare you, you know. Because
I said, you guys are old. I'm just a kid. My dad said you're 50.
Hey, I have a granddaughter. All right, so
yeah, it's frightening too. But
well, she's beautiful though.
Back to real people. Yeah, we have a minute and 30 seconds before we hear that bumper music. Well, we heard the bumper music. It means we have a minute and 30 seconds. In the next hour, Trent from Crossbreed is unable to call in today. He's got family. He needs to take care of his family. Good for him. We'll have him on next week. But when we come back, Rob Pincus will be here in the next hour. We're going to get a training tip from Rob. You never know what we can convince Rob to talk about. He might even stick around. David Kodria will be here. We may have some very big news for you in the roundtable. That would be outstanding. In the meantime, you heard me read that. You know anybody who carries around a gun with a hollow point bullets? Yeah, Mr. Juror, I carry a gun with hollow point bullets. We'll discuss that in the next hour. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught without his club. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. We'll be back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in here. Tell us we by the
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with hundreds of items on sale store-wide. Clearance dresses and suits for her, now 50 to 75% off. Men's outerwear from London Fog, Nautica, and more, 50% off. Save 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% on all fine jewelry. Handbags from Gianni Bernini and Style & Co., now 50% off. And save 60% on our entire stock of pillows. Macy's one-day sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.